Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Lord God Almighty, our Heavenly Father and Creator, we are grateful once again this morning that you would allow us, mighty God, the opportunity to fellowship with you in your presence. We come before you this morning, mighty God, to exalt your holy name, to establish your lordship in our midst, to declare that you are God. We want to honor you, Lord God Almighty, setting the foundation of your word in our midst. This word, mighty God, by which all things have been created and through whom nothing that has been created can be created, Lord God, without whom everything that has been created, mighty God, cannot stand. Father, we want to thank you this morning, as a fellowship, as a people, as a church, as a generation, Lord God Almighty, that we have a place, a brook, mighty God, of ever-flowing water that we can come to, and that is in your divine and glorious presence. Why do the nations conspire, mighty God? Your word asks us this morning. And why do the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth, they rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. But the one enthroned in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them this morning. He rebukes them in his anger, and he terrifies them in his wrath, saying, I have installed my king on Zion. Hallelujah. My holy mountain. Hallelujah. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me this morning, as he is declaring to you, that you are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with the rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be warned this morning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear in the name of Jesus, and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry this morning, and your way will lead to your destruction, for his wrath can flare up in a moment. But blessed are all who take refuge in him. This morning, mighty God, we want to exalt you, to reminding ourselves of the wonderful workings of your hand in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, Ngosiyam, as we join together with creation, the heavens telling of the glory of God, and the expanse of the heaven declaring the works of God, day after day pouring out speech, and night after night revealing knowledge. There is no speech, nor are they words spoken from the stars, where they are voices not heard, yet they are voice, and quiet evidence has gone out through the earth. Lord, we want to thank you this morning. They are words. The words of creation have gone out to the ends of the world, and in them and in the heavens he has made a tent for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run its course this morning. The sun's rising is from one end of the heaven, and its circuit to the other end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect this morning. It is flawless, restoring and refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord, they are reliable and trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord, they are right this morning, bringing joy to the heart. Hallelujah. The commandment of the Lord is pure. It is enlightening the eyes this morning. The fear of the Lord is clean and enduring forever. Hallelujah. The judgment of the Lord is true. It is righteous altogether. The word of God, the law of God, the precepts of God, the judgment of God, they are more desirable than gold. Yes, much more than fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. Who can understand his errors or omissions? This morning, mighty Father, the focus is not just on our errors, but the focus is on our omissions. Missions, the things that we look over, mighty God, and choose to ignore, take away to the things that we choose not to confess, the quietness of sin within us that we cover, mighty God, with our piety, with our ungodly piety. So this morning our sins are standing before you, mighty God, and as we stand at the gate of praise this morning, we bring, mighty God, even the hidden faults, Lord God Almighty, as we cry out, mighty Father, show us, mighty God, our hidden
hidden faults. Reveal our hidden faults unto us, mighty God. Keep back, Lord God, us from our presumptuous, deliberate, and willful sins, mighty Father. Let them not rule and have control over us. We confess, mighty God, as a church, as a generation, maybe even as a fellowship, that we have concealed the truth by choosing, mighty God, to buy false peace on the market of relationship. Lord, we have sinned against you by looking over, to seeing but choosing not to speak out when we have seen injustice, when we have seen unrighteousness, when we have seen deliberate sin, when we have sinned and even been part of plans that seek to bring down another. This morning we are asking you, Lord God Almighty, won't you forgive us this morning for our sins of omission? Won't you forgive us, mighty God, for thinking that we are buying peace, that we are being peaceable, that we are being submissive, when in actual fact we are blatantly ignoring the gift that you have given us to have our eyes open to injustice, and we choose to say nothing. And today, when that injustice have given birth to wickedness, to debauchery, mighty God, and to abominations, we don't know what to say, we don't know what to do, and yet you had opened up our eyes, and we chose to omit, we chose to say nothing, we chose not to see, even though we had already seen. This morning, mighty God, acquit us, we are begging you, acquit us of unconscious and unintended faults, those faults, mighty God, that are residing within us, that only you can know, because you are the one who knows the heart. You are the one who knows, mighty God, the expanse of our heart. You know, because you knitted us, mighty God. You wove us, mighty God, intricately. You made us. This morning we are asking you, Lord God Almighty, won't you look upon us with mercy, mighty God? Won't you remember that we are only but dust this morning? Won't you look upon us with mercy, mighty God? To David, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. Neither the world and the place of the dead, behold, you are there, my Father. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even your hand will lead me right there, and your right hand will take hold of me. If I say, surely darkness will cover me, but why do I not know, O God, that even night is also darkness, even darkness is also light unto you, O God? Even darkness is not dark to you. It conceals nothing. Oh my God, this morning, even the darkness that we sometimes trust in, sometimes, mighty God, you are revealing to us this morning that some of us are even happy to when we see wickedness, because it is a chance for us to remain in our place, mighty God, of omission. It is a chance for us to remain in a place where we are not seen. But actually, my Father, this morning, you are telling us that even darkness is light to you. Nothing, Kosiam, can be concealed from you, that not even the dark that is able to conceal the sins of us, of many, the darkness can conceal nothing from you. So when we choose, mighty God, not to speak, when you've opened up our eyes, the darkness that comes afterwards will not exonerate us, mighty God, from being seen by you. It will not exonerate us from being exposed by you. Chikolungega Kulu, this morning we are preaching the gospel in the midst of a government that blatantly refuses to honor you, mighty God. The church has not gone up to warn to the rulers of the land, Lord God Almighty. Instead, we are quiet. We are buying peace on the market, mighty God, of untruthfulness. This morning we are buying false peace on the market, mighty God, of ignorance. So help us this morning, as the voice, as the microphone that you have set in the land, not to be silent, mighty God. Help us not to be silent, because the night shines as bright as day to you. Darkness and light are alike to you. You formed us in our innermost parts, and you made us together in our mother's womb. This morning, help us to recognize that your voice, mighty God, it is upon upon the waters. The glory of God thunders. The Lord is upon many waters. In the name of Jesus. The voice of the Lord is powerful this morning. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty this morning. The voice of the Lord, it breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Yes, the Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. It is the voice of the Lord that we need to speak so that it can make Lebanon skip like a calf. We understand Lebanon as a fortified city, a city that thought nothing could happen to it because of the strength of its military power, because of the strength of its war. And the strength of its fortresses. But this morning you are declaring, no matter how high the fortress of a city, the voice of the Lord can make those fortresses bow down and worship and declare the lordship of Jesus Christ. This morning Syrian and Mount Hamon are like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord, it rakes the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord, it shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord, it shakes the wilderness of Kadesh and it makes the forest bare this morning. The voice of the Lord, it is able to make the doe give labor and give birth, and it strips the forest bare, and in his temple all are saying glory. Oh, mighty God, this morning you are calling somebody to come and sit at your right hand. And therefore we exalt you, our heavenly Father, our mighty King, this morning in the name of Jesus. You are declaring, mighty God, to somebody this morning, sit at my right hand until I have made your enemies a footstool for your feet. Because the Lord will extend our mighty scepter from Zion, saying rule in the... Oh my God, this morning, hallelujah. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Father, we want to thank you that the church is encouraged this morning in the name of Jesus, that the Lord is at our right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, so he will lift his head high in the name of Jesus. This morning, mighty God, we are praying once again, let the words of our mouth, let the meditation of our heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our firm and immovable rock and our redeemer. We are praying this morning, mighty God, keep us from presumptuous, deliberate, and willful sins. Let them not rule over us, Lord God. We are crying out unto you, mighty Father, with our voices, mighty God. We are asking you, lift up, mighty God, the embargo. Lift up, mighty God, the seal that has been set over us this morning, the seal that limits us from being able to protrude, mighty God, and to grow from strength to strength, appearing before our God in Zion. Lord, lift up the banner that has been set over us. Lift up the ungodly banner that has been set over us this morning, mighty God, to limit our ability to break forth in song and to praise you even in the midst of our circumstances. Lift up this morning the evil banner that has been set over individuals, Lord God, to stunt their growth and to limit the mighty God from shooting out as an arrow in the hand of the master. This morning we want to thank you, O King of Zion, as you march through the earth, mighty God, with the heaven's armies. Jehovah Sebaoti, litili zwilako, open up all ye gates and let the King of Glory come in, because the earth is the Lord's and everything in it belongs to God. So open up all ye gates, lift your heads up, and lift our heads up all ye ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Hallelujah. Who is this King of Glory? He is the Lord strong and mighty this morning. He is the Lord mighty in our battles. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? He is Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory. Father, we thank you this morning as we pray and ask, mighty God, let your Holy Spirit hover over us, mighty God, as we stand on the Lordship of Jesus Christ, entering into your presence this morning through the gate of salvation. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the author and the finisher of our faith, we are declaring, mighty God, with voices lifted up unto you today, that we shall serve no other God but you, that indeed, mighty God, salvation has come by none other than Jesus Christ. We are declaring this morning that we are indeed the first fruit. We are a crop, mighty God, of the ones that have been saved from the modern civilization, the remnant of the Lord, the preserved of the Lord, the ones that have been hidden in caves, the ones that you are releasing for such a time as this, the end time army that you have sent, mighty God, ahead of you, whose life, mighty God, and word, and whose ways will begin to judge the nations without speaking a word. You are releasing this army to judge the nations without a word, mighty God, through the actions of the righteous, the one who stand, continuing to stand, having done all, shall indeed continue to stand. This morning we want to thank you, mighty God, that you also give us, Lord God, the outpouring and the power of the Holy Spirit in our midst to cause the fire on this altar to continue to burn, my Father, in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you, O consuming fire, this morning in the name of Jesus, as we stand, mighty God. You are a consuming fire this morning. So we want to thank you, King of Glory, that we may not know much, but we know that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. This morning, mighty God, we throw off every weight that hinders. Oh, mighty God, and the sin that entangles us. Oh, we are running with perseverance. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Focusing and fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before, my God, this morning, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Father. Oh, my God, we thank you this morning. Oh, my Father, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We have not come to a mountain that can be touched. We have not come to a mountain that was made by hands of men. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Lord, we have come to Mount Zion this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We have come to the city of the living God. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. We have come to the thousands of angels in joyful assembly this morning. We have come to the church of the firstborn whose name are written in heaven. We have come to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of the righteous made perfect. Oh my God, this morning we have come indeed to Jesus, our mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood of Jesus, who speaks a better word than the blood of Abel, my God, this morning. Oh.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To send in prayer requests, contact 067-429-7564 or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Baba Segayo, Epsugu Baba Wetonamanta, Upagame Gakulu Mwele, Ulungile Kulunkulu Wetonamanta, Sasikona Samanta, Sasikon and Tabeniaco, Asisile and Joyelo, Asisile Mogwasi, God with Isioyetu, Babi Oglanga Selela, Igomela Jesu, Jesu. Thank you, Jesus.
Nkulunkulu uyathongwele sehlela endlini yomuphi ukuba sakhiwe nguwe sakhela endlini yomuphi ukuba usilungisisise intoni samandla esingayenza ungekho uNkulunkulu esingayenza ungasongo baba wethongwele ebusuku baba wethu amandla angawakho Ribaba babashe ini maya sukha naya eliyasila maya bayethe kulunkulu muhle bayethe kulunkulu nothando bayethe kulunkulu onakekelayo sinike udumo
thank you jesus Yes, Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, my God. This morning, usekhona umoya ongcwele abazalwane. Usekhona umnini ndawo. Hayi, usekhona umdali wamazulu nomhlaba ekuseni. Usekhona undinguye endinguye. The great I am that I am. Hayi, usekhona empilweni yakho this morning. Usekhona la ukhona. Usekhona ufikile uzophendula imithandazo. Ufikile usimakade uzokophula izinto esizithweleyo. Usekhona the spirit of truth to reveal inyaniso this morning. The anointing that is able to break the yoke. Usekhona umoya ongcwele ekuseni. Usekhona Jesus. Usekhona ekuseni. Usekhona, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door but climbs up by some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. Oh my God, this morning the sheep hear his voice. This voice that is able to strip the forest bare. This voice that is able to call deep unto deep. This voice that is like the sound of many waters. And he calls his own sheep by name and he leads them out. And when he brings out his sheep, he goes before them. Ayayayayayaya. Akasikhiphi engakhanga hambe phakathi kwethu naphambikwethu. When he brings out his sheep, oh my God, this morning he goes out before them. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Usekhona umoya ongcwele kuyeswakala ekuseni. Usekhona umnini wendawo. Ah, my God.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.